Thank you, Chuck.
As ever.
Mark, you ready? Angela?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for February 4th, 2020. The time now is 7:06 PM. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if we can have a moment of silence for our military, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll, check date 2/7 of 2020. Total amount's going to be $40,867.20, with $8,979.59 in withholdings for deductions and liabilities.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is accounting energy special improvement district discussion.
Good evening, I'm Bethany Dettler, and this is Kathy Brighton Butcher, and we are with the Medina County Economic Development Corporation. Thank you so much for a few minutes of the time on your agenda tonight. For the past year, we have been working to create a new economic development tool in Medina County that provides creative financing for companies that are planning to make capital investments that would increase the energy efficiency of their facilities. The tool known as Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, was created by the state of Ohio a little more than a decade ago, and it allows a developer to borrow money from a PACE lender and then repay the loan through a special assessment on their property tax bill. So it had to be written into state law because of the special assessment provisions. So to use that tool, we had to set up the Medina County Energy Improvement District Board, which is a new nonprofit corporation that oversees the program. And it's technically known as an ESID, or Energy Special Improvement District, because everything has to have an acronym. The first Medina County project was in the city of Medina for a county-owned building. So our board currently consists of three representatives of the county and then two from the city of Medina. So Scott Miller, our county administrator, Amy Lyon Galvin, who is the Medina County Sanitary Engineer, and myself serve on the board to represent the county. And Kimberly Marshall, who is the city of Medina's Economic Development Director, as well as a city of Medina Council appointee, also serve on the board. In order to expand the territory where we can offer this PACE financing, we have to grow the program by adjacent jurisdictions. We can't just say all of Medina County is eligible for this. We have to go to each jurisdiction and get their approval. So there's currently a project in the city of Brunswick, which is very anxious to use this PACE financing tool, and it's a very significant economic development project. We're here tonight to introduce the idea of expanding the district territory to Medina Township, with the goal of also expanding into Brunswick Hills Township and then to the city of Brunswick. The state rules for the program require that the first property owner to fund a PACE program in a new territory gets a seat on the ESID board. The jurisdiction that approves the project, which is the township trustees in this case, they also get a seat on the board so that you have a say in approving projects in your community. Because we truly want interested parties that are welcoming to, who will actually show up and serve on the board, we wanted to work with one property owner who owns facilities in each of these jurisdictions where we want to expand, so that we aren't adding new private sector members to the board every time we do a project. We do want to add the legislative representative of the jurisdiction. So So our plan is to work with the Medina County Sanitary Engineer, who owns property in each of the jurisdictions where we want to expand to. In Medina Township, she plans to invest in a lighting upgrade project at their property, 3935 Weymouth Road, and she wants to finance it through the PACE program. So she would then have a seat on the board, which she does already, so we wouldn't be growing the board unnecessarily, but it would give Medina Township a seat on the board. To get her project approved, the board needs to meet to approve the project, and then we would have legislation that we would bring to the township to approve. The township would have to accept the petition of the property owner, in this case, the sanitary engineer. You would have to approve the project and then agree to either serve on the board or appoint some other representative to the board, which could be someone on the board already. I would imagine you'd want your own person on the board. The ESID board has hired the law firm of McDonald Hopkins to prepare this legislation and help us through this process of expanding the district. So they have provided a document memo to summarize the process of how this expansion will work. So Kathy is distributing that memo from our attorney. We're also giving you a summary from the law firm of Bricker and Eckler, which Bricker and Eckler literally wrote the legislation for the state. And so they've been doing this a long time, and they've got a very clear explanation on their website about how it works. So we thought you would find that helpful as well. So if you're amenable, what we'd like to do is to come back at the next meeting in February, I think it's February 20th,
correct.
And then have legislation for you to approve the sanitary engineer's project. As I said, the city of Brunswick, there's some urgency to try to get the ESID district expanded to get to that project. Ideally, they would like to be able to secure PACE financing by mid-March so that they can hit a building construction timeline this spring. McDonald Hopkins is currently finalizing all of the project documents and the legislation, which I hope I can send to your office probably by the end of this week. I reviewed the documents with her yesterday, so there's about 7 documents, and there's a lot to it, but basically we're just following the steps that the state of Ohio requires us to follow. So the summary memo that you have sort of outlines all of the documents that we would put in front of you, and then we'll plug in the specific project for the sanitary engineer on Weymouth Road. Her project is a lighting fixture project, which is a little less than $500, so it's not much, but she's willing to work with us to put this property on the tax rolls. Even though the county doesn't pay property taxes, she would basically pay a loan to herself out of money they've already appropriated. So it's a very easy way to expand the district and get the project going without making the board unnecessarily large. So, any questions? I know that's a lot to throw at once.
So what timeline is the meeting? Like, what time of the day are you meeting, and what day, or how often, if you're on the board?
Oh, basically, there's a required meeting in November, an annual meeting where we would meet to approve the annual plan, and then basically it's on an as-needed basis. So for the 4 projects that we have in mind for Medina Township, Brunswick Hills Township, City of Brunswick, and Montville Township, my plan is to have an amended project plan that would include all 4, so we can approve all of that at one meeting. Thereafter, it's probably on a project-by-project basis. So this year, we would anticipate, you wouldn't be at that meeting because we'd be approving this project and then coming back to you for official approval. But this year, we'd have to meet for the City of Brunswick project, and then there's another one in Montville Township that we think is very interested in it. So we might have 1 or 2 meetings before November, but we try to schedule them at a time of day that works for the board, and they're not terribly lengthy, probably less than an hour.
Is there a cap on the financing?
The financing comes from the private sector, except in the case of the sanitary engineer's project where she's doing a self-financing deal. If you're a developer, they're responsible for finding a lender who will use this tool to provide financing. Banks aren't so crazy about it, so throughout the country there has grown up a network of what they call PACE lenders. So they're usually private sector companies that are willing to sort of do something untraditional when it comes to collecting loans, and so they would bring in their PACE lender we would have our attorney look at documents and prepare legislation for each jurisdiction. But we don't, we would collect a small administrative fee to help pay for, you know, the attorney's fees and then the filing with the state auditor. But other than that, we won't have that many expenses or much overhead. And the developers would basically pay the expenses for the project, both the borrowing costs and then the development itself.
And this is for new and existing?
Any company that is adding energy improvements to their facility and they can show even a minor improvement in energy efficiency, it usually includes projects like lighting, HVAC, if they're adding solar, geothermal, mm-hmm. new windows, new roof, anything that's going to increase the energy efficiency of a facility.
So you would need a motion for Medina Township to participate in the ESID and select a board member to participate as a...
Yes, that's what we would need you to do. So next time we come back, so I hope to have the legislation to you by the end of this week so we can put it on the agenda for approval. And then at that meeting, there's a whole series of resolutions and ordinances that would need to be approved. So when you approve those, and then just let us know who you're appointing. You might have to pass a motion to appoint an individual and just let us know who that is. So that's, we'll provide all that legislation.
Let's see if anybody has a question.
Nope. Thank you.
All right. Let's see if anybody out there. Is there anybody in the audience that has a question in regards to this specific topic? No?
So you're willing to put it on the agenda for the next meeting?
You have a problem, Mark?
No, no problem.
Not a problem. I mean, I definitely got to read up on it. But
absolutely. And we'll get you the legislation. And if you have any questions, we can set up a conference call with your attorney and the attorney just to make sure you get all your questions.
When do you think that will come to us? Because sometimes our attorney isn't as quickly probably as getting back.
I'm expecting revisions this week. So I'm hoping by Friday I'll have them over to you.
Okay.
I had a question. 3935, you said Weymouth Road?
That's the address she gave us.
What is it actually that's going to happen there? Mm-hmm.
It will be a replacement of four light fixtures with LED lighting.
Who is it?
The Medina County Sanitary Engineer.
Is that in the culvert where they just replaced it a year or two ago?
I don't know exactly where it is. I just know that it's real
Denny,
property.
Denny, you know offhand?
It's going to be a building of some sort.
It's real property that she has to replace lighting on.
That might be a pumping station down in that
area.
And basically, it's a small project just to get... It's kind of like the game Risk, where you take over the country and then you get to go over to the next country.
That's exactly it.
This wouldn't be retroactive for any projects that were already done, would it?
No, we can't do anything that's complete, but nice try.
We, you know, I would be willing to, but yeah, our attorney advises against.
Water tower?
Possibly.
That's what's coming up in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, next on the agenda is site plans. Do we have anybody here from Brew Garden Wine Bar? You want to state your name for the record and address?
Patrick Witowski, 3691 Thomas Lincoln Parkway.
Do you have anything you want to add before we make a motion?
No.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for Brew Garden Wine and Bar located at 4193 Grand Boulevard as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Reddish?
Aye.
No, you just gotta add that and just make it, and just check approved.
Sorry, check.
Tell me to check. You have to check. I'm just doing that. Anybody here from professional trainer?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like to state your name and address for record?
My name's Tom Yankovich. I'm with Ellett Sign Company at 3041 East Waterloo Road, Akron, Ohio, 44312.
Do you have anything you want to put on record in regards to this?
Not this time.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the change of use for My Professional Trainer located at 3733 Stonegate Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And the second one is, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for My Professional Trainer located at 3733 Stonegate Drive, not to exceed 18 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Trustee thing I just approved. Yeah, that should be four of them. Just check approved.
Next, the third one is, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a tenant panel to be placed on the existing identification sign for My Professional Trainer located at 3733 Stonegate Drive, not to exceed 5.8 square feet as presented.
Second. Time's on a roll.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
There's three of them there.
Yep.
Just check it, right?
Yep.
Just approve it. That's it.
Anybody here from Splash Car Wash?
Anthony Sarni, Architectural Design Studios, 620 East Smith Road, Medina.
Anything to add? Like to add?
No.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and deny the approval of Splash Car Wash to be located at 4160 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
The only thing is, this is basically just the overhang's too close to the other property, and you already got...
Yeah, the canopy over the pay stations, finally, it's something.
It is what it is, right?
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Check those.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Do I need a piece of paper?
While he's doing that, next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any purchase orders?
No.
Nope. Training requests? Mark, do you have any?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
I have one. This time I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, okay, I'll explain this one. Just go ahead and do that one first.
Oh, sorry, thank you.
This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. The vendor is going to be Medina County Treasurer. The total amount is going to be $9,600.72. This is for our first half of our 2019 property taxes.
Second.
Discussion?
I can help. We paid these tonight. That's why we're doing purchase orders first. The bills came in late. We didn't have enough appropriated to pay the full year, which is what I usually do, so I just paid the 6 months.
Okay.
So that they can, because they have to be due next week, so. Yeah, we'll have them again in July, but.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Okay, and let me explain this one before we move on. So, our data that we have, that the police department has their tablets, that use on the tablets in the cars, is through Verizon Wireless, and we have had, it's been, the purchase order was outdated from back in July. So they need us to sign before we can, I don't know if you remember from last meeting, there's two tablets that were purchased on that grant.
Correct.
That have not been activated yet. They won't do anything with the account. They won't activate new tablets until we sign a new purchase order. So that's what this is. We also have a couple accounts that are still kind of in limbo, so Mark is going to reach out to Chief Polonius and try to figure out what's going on with that. Right now, we have credit, so it's not like we're racking up charges or anything, but we are going to just get that taken care of, canceled, and everything will be on one plan from now on, so that we're not having these little miscellaneous accounts. So what this is, our rep is also increasing our coverage. It will not increase our cost. All it's going to do is move us to a first responders. I didn't have a chance to talk to you about this. I just got a phone call on the way here. We're going to be moving to a first responders network, which, you know, the drill, same thing as our cell phone plan, is that if there ever is, you know, the end of the world.
Take it by first priority.
I mean, yeah. But it matters.
It's a pre-action.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the purchase order that Verizon needs signed. It's good for 2 years. We'll have to do this. This is the longest they'll go now. So every 2 years, we just have to sign a new purchase order.
Okay.
We're not locked in. We can get out of, there's no government. They don't make you, if you want to move, you can.
Right.
You know, you just, they expect you to finish out the month. The highest, you can get 22 lines. For our local government, you can go up to 22 lines. I just had him put that on there. We only have 4 now. We're going to be looking to add 2 more. But I just had him do the max so that we just have everything. We're not paying for it. We're just
we have the ability to add it.
Right.
That's all this is just saying that we're asking Verizon to let us have
activate.
Credit, I guess. We pay it every month, so it's not really a credit card or anything. I didn't think Mark was gonna be here, so I just had you be the authorized signer. So if you can just, it's basically just a purchase order to Verizon for monthly service, if that's how you want to work.
Okay, that's fine. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order to Verizon for monthly service and authorize myself as being the authorized official to sign the paper.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 2/4/2020 and start with e-check, correct, Angela? The e-check number 3-2020 and continuing the check number 30731. Total amounts $136,613.12.
Second.
And again, I'll just remind you, there's 2 payrolls on there. Payrolls have already been approved,
right,
but the auditor does want to start seeing them on our warrant list. So
that's
right.
There's also
kind of redundant, but it, you know.
Also the payment to Medina Hospital for
almost $30,000
for LSD. All right, roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up, credit card attestation. I'm Mike Stolper, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest to that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, that its meeting on February 4th, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates January 10th, 2020
through February 4th, 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer, and the accounts are Amazon, E&H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up, approval appropriation. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 2/4/2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up, department head comments. Elaine?
I don't have anything tonight.
Denny?
I got a few things. A couple meetings ago, you asked me to reach out to CENTOS, like the police department did, and talk to them about a contract for uniforms. I got it dropped down $76.94, or $73.94 a week. So our new rate's going to be $41.69.
What was the new, 41 what?
41.69 with the new rate will be.
And it was what?
It was $115 and some change.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, good job, Denny.
Thanks to Sue on that. She gave us a heads up on it. And then also, the iPads, you want me to sell the iPads on GovDeal?
Yep.
Sold one for $115, one for $100, and one for $70. So they'll be shipped out probably, or people pick them up here in the next week or so.
It's almost $300.
Nice. Okay.
And then also the gas line, we talked about the gas line on Hood Road. They came out and located that. It's about anywhere between 3 and 4 foot deep. So we're waiting on them to get back with us whether we can pave over top of it or it's got to be moved or what we're going to be done there.
They give you a timeline?
The guy's out of town now. He went on a trip, so we'll be back next week.
Thanks.
So that's that. Frontier, they're going to need to close Hood Road because they need to move their wire to the other side and remove the poles. Don't know when. Could be next week, could be the week after, you know, who knows. So I'm just going to need permission from you guys to close it. I'll give notice. I told them I wanted at least 3 days notice.
Okay.
That I could put PR signs up. So I just need approval from you guys to close that. So that's that. And then we also received an email from, I'm sure you guys heard about the 13-year-old young man that passed away this weekend. He plays on a baseball team down here at Development Ballpark, and they want to plant a tree in his name. So, just need approval. We're just going to do that. They're going to buy the tree. You know, we'll just have to help plant it.
All right. Anything else, Denny?
Anything from Frontier on that line that's got a tree leaning on it yet?
I looked at it today. It's still trees.
We got any response?
Yeah, no response yet.
Okay. We can call DUCO and give them those references. How about the one on Pine Hill?
Nothing on that yet.
Yeah, give them those two numbers and have them reference what the status is. Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
So I just need approval on those couple of things.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to close Hood Road when Frontier notifies him 3 days in advance so they can move their wires over to the other side of the road.
Second.
Discussion. Denny, when they do that, can you let...
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
And then make sure we get it on the Facebook page too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny, let me rescind my motion. Who's the group that wants to do this, Denny?
He played for Gators baseball, MAF Gators is who he played for, the 14U baseball team.
Okay, so it's probably going to be them.
Do you know his name? Do you know his name? I don't remember.
His name?
Yeah.
His name was Max Muziska.
So just in his?
I just...
Yeah.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to allow the Gators baseball team to plant a tree up at Blakeslee Park in memorial for one of their players who passed away.
Second.
Discussion?
My only discussion would be is, do we have an idea on where we're going to plant these?
We'll figure that out.
Because we want somewhere where it can be seen, but not in the way, and...
Yeah, well, Jeff and I already talked about it. We got to find out what kind they want to plant.
That's true.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And also, Mike, if you would like, we got about the Cintas contract.
Okay.
That Chuck signed after the meeting.
Yep.
Just want to approve the, go into a 36-month contract with Cintas.
Yeah, we should have a motion for that then.
All right. This time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Chuck Johnson to sign the contract for Cintas to enter us into a 36-month contract for the road department.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Anything else, Danny?
Nope, that's it.
Nick Jr.?
We got our retention schedules back ahead of schedule from Ohio History Connection and the state, so we can start going through the records that we're authorized to get rid of.
Okay.
Hold the Records Commission meeting to get rid of them.
Okay. Once you have a list of that, can you let me know when we're looking to have a meeting, and we'll go from there?
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Okay, that's why I figured. Just give me a heads up, and, you know, before one of the meetings or...
Is there anything that they did not want us to get rid of? Do you know?
The only thing they say is if it's over 50 years old, they want to take a look at it, because usually that's historic.
Okay.
They said to notify the stuff we're going to keep permanently anyway, so we're not going
well,
to...
Since we had everything at 60 years, we probably have some historic. But, okay, cool. Thanks, Nick.
Anything else?
Cool.
All right. Old business, we have a employee handbook and social media update discussion. Jeff, can you look any more into...
We were waiting to hear from legal.
Oh, I've got something to do.
We're kind of stuck on until we get the number of pages.
Okay.
Because that keeps changing every time I look at it.
Did you get anything back yet, or are these still working?
I'm going to touch base with him next week. We haven't had a chance to talk yet.
We were waiting.
Okay. We definitely want to discuss it before you guys vote on it.
All right. So I have something, though.
Okay.
After our last meeting, I sent out an email to Paychex, to the HR representative, and I told her that we were canceling and giving their 30 days notice. And then I nicely asked if we could perhaps not give 30 days notice, since every time I reach out to them, they tell us we have to reach out to legal anyways. And she responded with, yeah, they'll let us out of our account, or they'll cancel us, but she feels bad and would like another chance to show us what they could do. And I haven't had a chance to go through, but the way she worded it in the email and is that they want to give us 12 months of HR at the same cost that we're going to be paying for payroll anyways.
Like 12 months free is what she's saying?
That's how it sounds, and I have to actually look at it because it's on a spreadsheet, you remember, Nick. But I just haven't had the chance, but that's what it sounds like. So at that point, we can get her handbook printed. And, I mean...
We're close, but again, from what I've understood, it's almost like that proverbial carrot that's always in front of us. But if it's not a charge,
not, yeah,
we just got to make sure...
there will be a reminder this time.
Yeah, but you know what, Angel, we've asked them before in regards to pricing and all that, and they basically said they couldn't do anything. And like you said, every time we have a question, HR or whatever, they always tell us to look, to ask legal.
Right.
In regards to that. So, I mean, to me, I think they're just trying to do this to try to keep us in that. But
oh, yeah,
not,
I agree.
Not change really anything.
Take advantage of the pay, the printing, and then if anything else comes up in the year, fine. If not, it's no cost to us.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm going to go through the chart. She said, no rush. They're going to let us out if we're, you know.
Okay.
But if there really is, I mean, from the initial chart that I had gone through, just when I wanted to make the change, I was looking at what payroll was going to cost us without that HR bundle, because we get the discount off payroll services.
Oh.
So then they, our payroll rep matched our discount minus the HR portion. Then she said, the college, she's like, we'll give you the discount, which will end up being a 65%. So she explained it in the email, and like I said, I just haven't had a chance to open it and match it side by side. If it is going to be that they're giving us the service, then we don't pay for the handbook to be printed.
Can you let us know, maybe next meeting?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll go from there?
Yeah.
So Nick, you lead this then on?
I'll tell you, if it's not, if there's a charge.
Yeah, that'll still stay on, because we're still waiting on that part. And then we'll just make sure we put in regards to paychecks on there, just so we.
But if there's a charge at all, it's going.
Yeah, that's what we're voting for anyways.
Yeah, but there isn't, I just, like I said, I just didn't want to leave you guys hanging, thinking it's been, you know, at this point, like I said. But she got the email the next day, so they can't come back and say, oh, you didn't tell them, you know.
Right. All right. Next up is approval of minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the January 2nd, 2020 organizational meeting. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Then at this time, I'd like to approve the January 9th, 2020 Records Commission meeting as presented.
Second.
You guys can all put on it, though. You were there.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Up is approval of admin 2020 inventory. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2020 administration portion of the Medina Township inventory and incorporate this 9-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpe?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Hey Mike, I turned mine in tonight, just needed a few changes on it.
Okay. Next up is adding depository institution resolution. Angel, before I make this, you want to go over anything?
Yeah, I just want to explain. So, the interest rate we're getting on our accounts is no longer prevailing interest rates, so we are going to accept bids. This is reached out to the prosecutor's office. This is the resolution we have to pass to do so. If you just read it out loud,
okay,
and then everything else will be done at the 2020 meeting.
Okay. So. All right, then. I'm Mike Stolpe. Move to approve resolution number 02042020-007 to adopt the following request to solicit written interest rates proposals from institutions that qualify to function as depositories for public entities. Section 1. Institutions that qualify to function as depositories for public entities shall have until February 20th, 2020 to submit written interest rate proposals in accordance with the requirements of the Ohio Revised Code for the various deposits, interim and active and inactive deposits of the township. Section 2. The fiscal officer is hereby authorized and directed to notify qualifying institutions of the township's solicitation of proposals and to present those proposals to the Board of Trustees for the board's action to designate additional depositories at the next regular meeting or on the following date set for qualifying institutions to submit proposals. This 2-page document will be submitted by reference.
Second.
Can you say, can I get a second?
You did.
Okay. Before you vote, can you amend your motion? There was a part, there was a section there that needed to be read at first.
Okay.
The resolution, sorry, and let me just see, actually, can you read it right? I have this printed out, oh yeah, it's in my bag. But it's going to be on the email from Mike Lyons. Oh, you have it? You have the email? Okay. Mike, it starts right here. Whereas the Board of Trustees, Medina County, last designated depositories. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So if you could just amend your motion and put that section in, and just read those first three paragraphs.
And go to what before it says?
Yeah, I don't think you need to reread, it's just, I would say, amend your motion and say it will, the resolution will start with those three paragraphs.
Okay.
And then we'll, yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion to amend my motion for the resolution to incorporate the following three paragraphs to be placed first in the document. And it should read, whereas the Board of Trustees of Medina County last designated depositories in July of 2016 for a five-year period ending in July of 2021, and whereas the fiscal officer of Medina Township has informed the Board of Trustees that the interest rate provided by the township's current designated depositories for the township's deposits no longer reflect prevailing interest rates, and it is otherwise in the interest of the township to seek proposals and designate additional depositories for township funds for the remainder of the period of designation, and whereas the Board of Trustees desires to solicit interest rate proposals from qualifying institutions for the remainder of the period as designation.
Second again.
Now, any discussion?
Nope.
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye. Thank you for doing that.
So what will happen is, if there are any banks, we already have the bids that had come, we have to do this every 5 years normally. If there are any, if the banks that didn't bid last time around want to submit any, they can. And then at the 20th meeting, we will review them, any proposals, and make the decision. Mike Lyons will have a resolution ready for us at that point. And then we'll go from there. Any paperwork that needs to be signed. Switch over to anything will be done then.
All right, sounds good. Next up is mailbox reimbursement discussion. Denny, I know we discussed this.
Yeah, what that is it's, right now we get $40 for somebody if we hit your mailbox and destroy it and it can't be fixed. We found some Rubbermaid Step 2 mailboxes for $41.99. So I'd like the board to up that to $45 so we can buy those. Because that's usually what gets destroyed. It's usually the base of them that twist around if the snow hits it. It's not really the plow hitting it. It's usually the slush and stuff like that. But if we can fix them, we fix them. You know, but if we got to buy it, we'll just buy those and put them up.
So when we replace them, do we try to replace the same type of mailbox that they have, is what you're saying? Like,
well, if it's a cheap, just a standard mailbox, that's what we usually put back up. You know, if it's doable, yeah, but if they have a Rubbermaid one, that's what we like to put back.
Which is most of them nowadays.
Yeah, a lot of people. But like I say, they don't hold up to the slush. And, you know. I just need it, you know, if you can raise it up to 45.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to raise our mailbox reimbursement to a total of $45.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next up is approval of the 2020 travel reimbursement form.
Just so you know.
It was just the mileage change.
Yeah, the 2020 mileage.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to update our Medina Township travel expense record to reflect the new mileage parking cost line to read 57 cents per mile.
Second.
Discussion.
It's 57.5.
Excuse me, I make amend my motion to read 57.5 cents per mile.
Second.
discussion?
Did you just say 57.5?
Yeah, I think I did.
57 and a half.
57 and a half. Make my motion to amend my motion to read 57 and a half cents per mile.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Fire department reports for December. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the fire department reports for December 2019 and note that this is a double-sided report and incorporate it as ...20 pages as presented.
Second. I have not been getting those emailed to me.
Okay, we'll make sure we get them.
Yeah. Have you been getting them? Yeah, I don't know.
Like I said, we're having problems with their things. We just received it.
Yeah.
I just got it 2 days ago.
Yes, I do it real quick. The numbers.
Right. This will give us the end of the year for 2019.
Oh, speaking of that, was there a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you going to do the purchase order for that tonight?
No.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So when we say 20 pages, is it 10 and then back in front, or is it 20 and then really 40?
It's 10.
Okay, but just so I know how that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Depending on how it gets put in the thing, sometimes it could be.
Yeah,
20
I just
pages.
Just so I know the logic behind it.
First
time. Yeah.
I don't need to make a motion for this, right?
Yeah, we usually, I think, so I tried to look back. Yeah. I can't remember when the fire committee was formed. I was trying to look at other committees, but I would just to form the playground and then just read the names out loud.
That's fine.
Yeah.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the playground committee representatives. It'll be Lisa Deitch.
Deitch.
Deitch. Glenn Brandt, Jason Aber, Greg, Angel Abshire, Mark Roberts, Joseph Watts, Curtis Petrie, Mark Radis, Angela Ventura, Matt Ventura, and Dana Johnson.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
No, you can just find it.
And our first, just so you know, our first meeting is Saturday the 8th. So.
All right, next up is public comment. This time I can make a motion to go into public comment. Please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. This time we're in public comment. Anyone?
Bill Osman, 3670 Hamilton Road. Excuse me. I was just wondering, how much money is in the fire account? Do you have an idea? Or you can give me the exact one?
About 800,000, right?
About 800,000? Isn't that about what was in there when I left?
Yeah. No, a little less.
A little
we
less.
Paid the first $230,000.
A million, yeah. It was actually yeah.
And then
a million.
Last year we paid out of the safety service levy. This way we have a fund that we kind of have in case we need to replace something or whatever. We had a backup in money.
Okay. When the fire department was closed, I asked the city to do an assessment on the equipment, and they told us they didn't think they would need to replace anything for 15 years. Has anything changed?
Vehicle-wise, no.
No. But we wanted to make sure, just in case there, you know, buildings or whatever too, and any major things. I'm also going to look at maybe next trustee meeting. I should have some kind of proposal to have an outside company take a look at our vehicles again, and reevaluate them and see where we're at.
So right now, it's coming out of the safety services levy?
Correct.
Because I know you're looking for money to hire an additional police officer, maybe two. I was just, you know, there's money there. If you'd use that, there would be money left in the safety
services. But there'd be nothing for our building. This building back here is still in deplorable shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to evaluate with the city or whoever that, you know, are we going to keep it?
Are they using that?
They are a little bit, but it's not gotten any better. I mean, so.
I'm sure it hasn't.
We got to make a decision.
I realize what it was like. I just was wondering.
So there's money that could potentially have to go to buildings, so we don't want to burn through that.
So we have $805,963.70.
So, but you guys did pay.
We paid one year out of, the first year we paid out of the fire fund. And then we had to pay, like, the first.
Where was
our
that?
Safety was service money didn't roll in.
Mm-hmm.
That, remember, because you know it takes a while to
right.
collect.
Yep.
So we had to pay some of the like incidentals, some utilities, and just little operating stuff that we had last year out of the fire fund. So that's how it dropped from that. It was a little over $1 million, and it dropped down.
Okay.
And then we actually brought some back in because we had the Bureau of Workers' Comp.
Mm-hmm.
We had gotten some refunds, so.
Okay.
You know, I split those up the way they had been paid in, so that's how it had gone down by that 230, and then it increased a little
that's
bit.
That's like I said, I was just wondering because I know we need money to hire additional police officers.
Right. We have to. Yeah, we need to. We need to make a plan with that safety service levy.
There's also ongoing talks from the fire district or committee.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping that together. To evaluate 24/7 coverage, which will come at a cost.
I saw that. I read that.
So, I mean, we're not ready to let go.
I was just wondering.
Yep.
I knew there was quite a bit of money there.
Yep.
When I left, so then there still is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyone else? Jimmy?
Trainer, 4004 Remsen. I noticed in the paper that they had an article about the asking for more police here. But it said that we hired a policeman last year, but they didn't put in there that they lost a policeman last year. So really, we didn't hire anybody. So there really are short policemen. So I think really the board should look at trying to hire.
I told you last week we're looking, Jimmy.
I understand that. But
I also said
in the paper that they hired somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it sound like they added an additional person, but they did.
I didn't get interviewed in that article, and I don't believe we lost anybody last year. I think it was the year before that we lost them, to be honest.
Angela, would you happen to know when we lost the
Left
last year.
With the sheriff's office.
I can't remember.
No, that was a year before.
Man,
last year, I don't think we lost that.
Gosh, he was only here for
2 months, 3 months.
I don't think he finished his training, honestly. 4th of July of
that was the first.
I don't have a date, but it was.
I'd have to go back and look, but yeah, it all goes so fast now. But
okay,
yeah, he came in and was gone within 3 months. So
yeah, I just hate to see it have to wait. I saw that it was like till November. You want to think about putting on a guy? I think it really needs to be looked at before that. To be honest with you, so we should consider it anyway.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely talk about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anyone else? Once? Twice? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radice?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up, executive session. This time I'd like to go into executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer to discuss employee discipline and compensation.
Second.
We will be in executive session. Oh, roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radice?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 8 p.m. Make a motion to come out of executive session where the three trustees and a fiscal officer were in attendance. No decisions were made.
Second.
And we're back at 8:18 p.m. This time I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with the three trustees and a fiscal officer to discuss employee discipline and compensation.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radice?
Aye.
And we're in executive session at 8:19 p.m.
Thanks.
All right, we're out of the executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer. where we discuss employee compensation and discipline. No decisions were made. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to amend my motion for the previous executive session where we went into executive session with a motion. I'd like to make a motion to come out of executive session from the first one where the three trustees and the fiscal officer were present. No decisions were made.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. And out of our second executive session, we're back at 8:48 p.m. You have anything else?
No.
Chuck? Mark?
Nope.
Angela?
No.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to close Medina Township Board of Trustees special meeting for January 4th, or for February 4th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And we are adjourned at 8:49 p.m.
See you guys tomorrow.